Hello and welcome to the Daily Show number 5. Today is Thursday, the 27th of June. There was no Daily Show yesterday. A lot of stuff happened yesterday. The likes of David had to go to the dentist. I had to run a few places myself, but whenever we get home, we had noticed that the water tank that is up in the attic, or my room, started leaking and overflowing. The reason why is because I'm not too familiar with the whole water tank and how it's supposed to be set up and stuff like that. But what the guy was saying was, there's supposed to be, in a water tank, there's two tanks. And a smaller tank and a bigger tank, and in the smaller tank there's supposed to be two overflow pipes or something like that, so the water can run in and out of the bigger tank or something. But the whatever guy that actually did this water tank only put in one overflow pipe, and instead of putting the actual overflow pipe in like a right angle, it's actually coming in at a curve. And one of the guys says that that's putting a lot of pressure on the actual pipe itself, and it started leaking and then started to drip down into David's room, and then it formed a big crack in David's room, and now all the water was dripping through there. So we had to spend the better part of yesterday trying to get the water to stop dripping. We had to pretty much empty the water tank by hand, but I didn't, Alana did, but that is the main reason as to why there was no Daily Show yesterday. I try to upload as often as possible, but when stuff like that happens, I can't do the Daily Show. I did a vlog, because most of the vlog was actually filmed while Alana was emptying that and stuff before it actually had happened, so I'm back today as normal, and today's topic I wanted to actually talk about was the YouTube, because I've had many YouTube accounts doing many different things, and I'll start off with my history of YouTube. Really, the first time I started using YouTube was actually in Call of Duty 4 times. I started recording Call of Duty 4 videos and uploading them, and then Modern Warfare 2 videos. Not really World of War videos, because World of War wasn't really my type of game. But then I started to move on to Black Ops 1 videos, and then I stopped for a while. Then I moved on to Chin and Thigh videos with me and Alana. It was kind of like our daily vlogs. The only problem was we only made it to like day 11 or something like that, and then we stopped. But I always had my HD 80606 account, which was my main account, and it was used for it had no structure to it whatsoever. I just fired videos onto whenever I pleased. There was videos from Call of Duty, there was videos from behind the scenes of Chin and Thigh, there was also World of Warcraft videos, just daily videos of like going to the zoo and stuff like that. So there wasn't a real structure to it, and then I started getting into doing game videos, because one day I was cleaning out my room and then I found my Dazzle, and I was like, I'll start recording again. So I started recording Gears of War 3. This was before Gears Judgment came out. Gears of War 3, Modern Warfare 2, Modern Warfare 3. Just really any game that I could, that I actually wanted to play, I started recording. And then I wanted to change the name of the YouTube from HD80606 to what it is now, Just a Rant. I asked David, could he do that? Or is there any way of doing it? And David said no. And then David came in one day and goes, I know how to get your YouTube name changed. So he went on and I logged him in, and I was sitting there, and me and Alan were actually doing a recording on, I think it was Village. Was it Village? I can't remember. But me and Alan were doing a recording for our split screen. What is it? It's, do you know the survival mode on Modern Warfare 3? We were doing a split screen. We had a couple of episodes of it. We were sitting doing the recording for it. And in the background, I had Headhunters playing, and it was his Q-Dance 2012 video. It was the 40-minute one, and we're sitting listening to it, and then it just stopped, and it stopped playing. And I looked on the screen, and it came up an error occurred. So usually when that happens, the internet or something just knocked off. So I tried to refresh it. Nothing was working, and I didn't know what was happening, and I couldn't really pay much attention to it because me and Alan were still going on with our recording. So next thing you know, a couple of minutes later, David comes in and goes, "Yeah, by the way, I accidentally deleted your YouTube account." Right, so David actually deleted my whole YouTube account, and I couldn't get it back. He deleted the email as well somehow. I don't know how he did it, but somehow he did it. And then that I moved on to the Just Iran account, which I'm on now. Started doing videos for it. More game videos here and there. And then one day me and David were setting up for to do an investigation. And I decided to record the video on my phone of us locking up the house, showing that the video or the windows and the doors were locked, where the videos were, where the digital recorder was, where everything was, and what precautions we were taking to so that our audio wasn't contaminated. And I decided that upload that video by itself, no editing done to it whatsoever. So I uploaded that video. Then that became day one of the vlogs, and then the vlogs started from there. Today is now day 64, so I'm a good wee bit into it. Really, that today's topic was about, well, is still about the ups and downs of, well, my YouTube career or life, so to say. But to get really the idea of the ups and downs, you really had to know the history of my YouTube. So here we are on day 64. Just starting, what I'm actually doing now is before I got all set up, so all I have to do in the next half an hour or so is to actually go on and start recording my new Let's Play video. Because I have the Gears of War 1, Gears of War 3, and I actually called it Road to Azura. But Gears of War 3, whenever I started it, I did the first act. Yes, the first act. And uploaded it, and then it just stopped because recording got too, not hard, but just annoying and tedious, because I had to record with Pinnacle, then take it out of Pinnacle, put it into Vegas, render it in Vegas, then upload it, and then go and do it again. And then me and David had one for VQ Team where we were doing the Horde, and it got really tedious because we had to record it, but we're also recording with a camera, so we had the camera overlay. So there was the screen was, main part of the screen was actually us playing the game, and then in the corner it had a video of us actually playing it, you know, a normal outside camera pointing towards us. So we had to record that, then put it into Vegas, then do the double camera thing, which David did all that there, and then upload that too. So after a while it does become a lot of work. The only one who actually does game videos day in and day out, like the likes of Gold Glove and Scene Anders and all them, it's, kudos to you for doing it, because it's just too annoying for me. But then that kind of died down after a while, and started to do the vlogs. And at the start, I was really excited about it. Was, you know, it's going to be good fun. I wasn't looking forward to the editing part, but started doing it. And then after a while, the editing became the best part. And it just, because to start off, I was always awkward in front of the camera. Like, if somebody was to hold the camera and start shooting me, then I'd be fine with that. But the whole shooting myself, I know I felt uncomfortable with it. So I would only record with either David or Alana or both of them in the same room, so that they can record me, because I didn't like, you know, turn around the camera around on myself. And that was kind of weird, because for my daily vlogs, it is my vlogs, and I should be able to record myself. And it actually took me up to day 50 to actually get into the routine of actually recording myself. And it was on day 50 or day 51 that I actually started recording myself for the first time. And, you know, it's changed a lot since then, because now I can do it no problem. And it is a lot better. But up until then, if, you know, David was busy, or Alana wasn't out, she was out somewhere else, she was doing something else, I would go the whole day without actually doing a vlog, and then I'd have to fire, you know, it's one of the earlier ones, it's like a day 20 or something like that. The whole day, Alana was actually studying for tests, and I didn't have any footage. So what I did was I just sat and recorded me and her talking on Skype. Now, looking back on it, I shouldn't have did that, because it's really boring and nobody would watch it. And if anybody does watch it, then I don't know why they watched it, but they did. So that was kind of between day 1 and day 10 and day 50, it was kind of like a down point, because really I wanted to do the vlogs, but most of the times I was just either, you know, at tech or college and doing tests or something like that, or was just too lazy. And it really started to become tedious. But, you know, I enjoy more along the lines of the editing of the video, really, than recording the video. But now that's all changed. I still love editing and I love recording, but I like where my YouTube channel is heading, so to say, because we've got the vlogs. Me and Alana have got Pandora's Box. And we've got the Let's Play. We've had a load of shows here and there, but the two main ones are Pandora's Box and my vlog. And I like to be able to look back, and if I want to look back, I can just go on to YouTube, and there I am. From the last 63 days of my life, I've been there, and we can see, you know, if I want to, I can watch them and see what editing I'm doing wrong, or what needs to be added, or what needs to be taken out, or something like that. And what I really enjoyed now is David showed me how to do the picture with the video underneath it coming through, like I have my outro, and I decided to make an outro, and it's a picture, and at the almost just out of center, but the right hand side of the screen is it's like a cutout, and then there's just a video plan. And the one that I did for the video is just a load of random videos that probably never saw the light of day, just all rolled together. And it really, you can see our weird side, but also, you know, like the weird, one of the weird sides you get to see is David attached a blanket to his door, rolled himself up in it, and then rolled him back out of it. That's the whole video. And that's on YouTube, and I had a lot of fun editing that, because a lot of times when you're editing, well, when I'm editing, it's late at night, and I'm editing against time, because I have to get it rendered and uploaded for the next day, because I like to upload mine uploaded or have it uploaded for about 12 o'clock in the afternoon of the next day. So usually I'm editing against time, and then once it's uploaded, then I'll sit down and watch the video. But getting to edit this here with no time limit on it, it was really fun, because you got to see my weird side, David's weird side, and Lana's weird side. But also you got to see, throughout the whole normal video, you got to see us on a daily life. But then at the end of the video, you got to see some of the stuff that maybe wasn't shown. And it was fun to do that. So that's really about it, because in general, the whole YouTube life is on a high for me. because if it wasn't for YouTube, I wouldn't have these podcasts. And but if it wasn't for David and Alana, I wouldn't have a YouTube. Well, I probably would. I'd just be silent and staring at a camera for a while. So, if David or Alana ever hears this, thank you for helping me with where I am today. And I hope you have a good rest of your day, and I will hopefully see you tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.